Proclamation number 5929 of 13th of April, 1954. Redemption of Hell. Ray of light in the form of a cross. Hell does not want to hand over its victims, and the beings in darkness lack the strength to resist my adversary who keeps them bound. And thus these souls would be hopelessly lost were it not for a weapon against which the Lord of the Underworld is powerless. The weapon of love, with which every battle is won and the strongest enemy is defeated. I use this weapon, and with this weapon I will succeed in redeeming hell, albeit in an infinitely long time. Because love does not compel the will either and therefore can only become effective when a soul wants it itself. But how is its will to change, which still remains in hardest resistance against me? My love also descends into hell, and my adversary cannot deny me entry because he is powerless in the face of my love. And thus no being of darkness can take action against me, they can only turn away from me and reject my illumination of love. And these souls are incorrigible for the time being and must continue to remain in their wretched state. Yet I know the state of every individual soul, I also know when the resistance decreases. When the soul enters the state of lethargy and how such a soul then reacts to my illumination of love. And I come to the aid of these souls because they cannot redeem themselves on their own. They are illuminated by a light in the form of a cross which instantly gives them the memory of the one who died on the cross. And with the emergence of this thought they now feel a relief. They are suddenly inspired by the desire to get out of their surroundings, and because the cross lights up for them again and again a faint hope arises in them to which they cling and now no longer drop the thought of turning to him for help. This desire is the effect of my illumination of love which, however, only occurs where the being has given up resistance. And even this passive state is the result of the love I send to hell and which is able to smooth the waves of hatred in those spheres, to break the resistance and to make a soul compliant. But without forcing it. Moments speak in the soul's will which are well known to me and which I will not let pass without doing redemptive work on that soul. But once a soul has been illuminated by the light of Christ's cross, then even the worst forces of darkness are no longer able to hold it back from its intention to turn to the one from whom it promises itself help. Until it once calls upon him for mercy and pity. And then my love of Jesus can take hold of it and pull it up from the depth. Then its will and its call for me will have cleared the way for it, for the name of Jesus Christ loosens all chains and opens every dungeon. Before him the powers of darkness give way, and the soul steps out into the light and is received by servants of love who help it on its way up. And even if eternities pass, even if the resistance of the fallen is still so great, one day they will let themselves be taken hold of by my love, for it is infinitely long-suffering and patient and will not let any soul be lost forever. Amen.